This is not looking good, Jessica. You know, some weeks I have lots of material and some weeks I have none at all. This is one of those weeks where I don't have any at all. This could go south fast. Hey, I started it already, by the way. We're recording. You son of a bitch! It's the pinnacle of human achievement! It's the I Can Complain podcast.
The grand scheme of things, I can't complain.
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 Who's gonna complain? Huh? Him?
I'm gonna sit here and complain.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
Welcome to the show. My name is John. Vladimir Putin has won re-election in Russia, and he's back for a fifth term, and you can't stop him. Our old pal Vladimir racked up an impressive 87% of the vote. Name me the last American president to win with 87% of the vote. Shit, you could run the most popular guy we've got in America, and I'm not talking about Jesus Christ himself. I'm talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I bet Dwayne The Rock Johnson couldn't even get 65% of the vote. Vladimir has had some luck on his side, though. There's no doubt about that. I told you a moment ago, there's nothing that you can do to stop this man, and for most of us, that's absolutely true. There's nothing that we can do to stop him. But if you're listening to this show from Russia, you could have voted against him. Shit, you could have ran against him. They have open and free and fair elections in Russia, and I know that's true because that's what Vladimir Putin told me. I never go against the Kremlin, you guys know that. But I wouldn't run against him because it seems like a lot of his adversaries just can't seem to stay healthy. Have you guys noticed this? I don't know if anybody has brought this up. I feel like Biden or Trump would kill for this guy's luck, and don't assume they won't. Vladimir's so lucky, though. Shit, everybody disappears right before the election that's running against him. He's so lucky, and I don't know if they have an open, like, national lottery in Russia, but he should play that. He'd probably win. Shit, he'd probably win three times in a row. You'd have people in Russia just giving up on the lottery, saying, I can't play that anymore. Ever since Vladimir got involved, he's been winning it every week. The article I have in front of me, though, about the election win from the BBC, it says, in truth, no credible opposition candidate was allowed to stand. I don't know if that's entirely true, though, because I've read quotes in other articles from opposition candidates, and they were interviewed, and a lot of what they were saying is, they were asked questions like, why is your plan for Russia better than Vladimir Putin's plan for Russia? And to a man, each candidate, because they don't allow women to run, to a man, each candidate said, look, my plan is inferior to Vladimir Putin's plan. I stole a lot of his ideas. A lot of his ideas are so damn good that I can't come up with anything better. Don't you understand? He's perfect. He walks on water. Call him Vladimir Jesus Putin Christ. His opponents that were left standing said, we can't do fuck all because this man's gone digital. Vladimir Putin said, when speaking after the election to reporters, which I'm sure are state media controlled, he said that Russia's political campaign is far more advanced than the U.S., citing Russia's use of online voting, which officials said brought in 8 million votes, which I must say isn't very impressive because I think American Idol finalists get like 22 million votes. Congratulations, you got less votes than Kelly Clarkson. That shows you how much I actually keep up with those shows. That's the last reality, like, singing contestant that I'm aware of is Kelly Clarkson. That was like damn near 20 years ago, probably. Unless it's because of you, I don't want to hear any other song that those bastards on those shows sing. I'm loyal to you, Kelly. Vladimir Putin also said, quote, it's transparent and absolutely objective, he suggested. It's not like the U.S. with mail-in voting, where you can buy a vote for $10. I can get $10 for my vote? Shit, I've been selling that shit for $5. Who the hell pays $10 for my vote? Come and get it. Back the truck up. Pay me $10. I don't care how you give it to me, honestly. In loose change. Give me $10 in loose change, and I'll vote however the hell you want me to vote. Shit, you give me $30 and I'm willing to vote three times. I know it's a crime and I know I'm admitting to possible felonies here on the air, but I don't give a fuck. I need $30. If it means I gotta steal two dead kids' social security numbers, I'll do it. I don't care. Times are tough out here. Thanks a lot, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You made me sell my vote. You know there's someone tucked away in some dark bar in some back alley in Washington, D.C. right now complaining about how inflation it's costing him so much money when he's got to go buy these votes, saying, I used to be able to get a vote for $6. Now I'm having to pay upwards of $15 a vote. Now, of course, we here in the U.S. know that that's bullshit and they don't actually directly buy our votes for $10. Instead, they run Facebook meta ads, whatever the fuck it's called. They run X ads and they buy our votes through ads online. That's what they do. They don't buy it directly. They buy it indirectly through, can we call it brainwashing? Let's just call it brainwashing. It's also known by the term targeted advertising and many, many other terms. Evidently, now that I'm reading this article further, it's not four more years, it's actually six more years. He's going to be in power until 2030 in Russia now. I was wrong, not four more years, six more years, six more years. Fuck it, just make it live. Why do we even have to spend the money to have these votes in Russia? We know it's a sham anyway. I know it's all about the illusion, but come on, at some point it's just a waste of money. The article also says that independent Russian watchdog Golos, which has been branded a foreign agent, said that Russia had never before seen, quote, a presidential campaign that fell so short of constitutional standards. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club, Russia. Get used to it. It's 2024 and nobody reads anymore. Nobody has time to read a constitution unless the constitution can be made into a meme and put online. Nobody's interested in it. The article concludes by saying millions of Russians will have voted for a fifth Putin presidential term, partly because they see no credible alternative. When you're pulling the strings, make sure that you're the only one that can pull the strings. And that's what Vladimir Putin's done a really good job at, honestly. Like, fuck training his successor. Nobody knows how to run this country but me at this point. And look, I know I bash America a lot. I bash it a lot, but at the end of the day, I am happy to live in the United States of America. I'm proud to be an American. You could do worse. America, you could do worse. Depending on when you're born in America and what your color of skin is and what your gender is and how you identify sexually, you could do worse. That's all I'm saying. One thing I love about America, because I never talk about what I love about this country, one thing that America has a lot of natural beauty here in the United States. Oh, I've heard great things. Tell me a little bit about the natural beauty. Jessica, you haven't been here very long. No, I got here recently. I'm fresh off the boat. You don't have to use that term. No, I got off the boat. Oh yeah, I forgot Mr. Rainwater. He didn't pay for your flight here. I had to take a boat. I survived a treacherous 6-month journey on that ship. Where I survived not only scurvy. Jessica, this isn't a 3-hour show. We don't have time for this. Give us the short version. Well, I got on the boat and then I got off the boat here. Actually, in Los Angeles. Then I hitchhiked here along the way. We don't have time for it. I can give you plenty of examples of natural beauty here in America, Jessica. We've got the Golden Arches. Maybe you've seen those. Oh, yeah, the arch. I've heard of that. That's in St. Louis. Oh, we have them all over town here, actually, now. Maybe they started in St. Louis. I don't really know. And then we've got the Bell. Ah, yes, the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. I've never heard it called that before, but yeah, you can call it the Liberty Bell if you want to. And then, maybe you've heard of this one. This is one of the most popular of all. It's open 24/7. We've got the White Castle. Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I think most people call it the White House, though. I guess technically you could call it a castle. Usually castles have moats around them, though.
You can't put a moat around the White Castle, Jessica. It's got a drive-through.
I don't get it. I'm new here, but I just don't get it. Are you telling me Joe Biden put a drive-thru? He installed a drive-thru on the White House?
We're not talking about the White House, Jessica. We're talking about the White Castle. We're talking about great American fast food institutions. We're talking about natural beauty.
Oh, excuse me. I thought we were talking about something. You can tell I'm new here, right?
I can tell you're new here. Exactly. What did you think we were talking about?
I thought we were talking about monuments and national parks.
What are you... We don't appreciate those. Jessica, this is the land of fast food.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm taking notes here now. I gotta pass this citizenship exam. I'm gonna need to take down all these notes.
You're gonna need to memorize the value meals of each and every fast food restaurant before you take that test. I've told you this.
I know. I'm taking my citizenship test seriously. I'm gonna shadow the fry guy down at McDonald's on the afternoon shift tomorrow. Maybe pick up a few tips and tricks that'll help me on the test.
Good for you. I'm glad you're taking this seriously. I guess the cat's out of the bag now. Jessica's going to take her citizenship exam. I'm trying to train her up. I'm trying to teach her all the real stuff that Americans need to know. I don't know how you feel about America. I don't know how my listeners feel about America. And I don't know if you could tell or not, but when it comes to me and the United States, I'm ride or die, bitch. I've made it too far. I've survived too much. Jessica, get the music up. I'm feeling patriotic. I've come too far to look back now. When it comes to me in the U.S., I'm all in. I survived 9/11. Well, I mean, I wasn't there for it, but I was in Ohio, but I survived it. My second period social studies class was cut short that day, and over 20 years later, I'm still not proficient in social studies. Who do I blame for that? Do I blame the American educational system? Do I blame the public schools? Hell no, I blame Al-Qaeda. Why blame myself for not learning when I can just blame terrorists? And the beautiful part for the terrorist is because I never learned social studies, I don't know where to find them. I wouldn't know where to find Iraq on a map because I never learned. I guess the terrorists really have won. All I ever wanted to do was learn social studies. That's all I ever wanted. I was just a young man with a dream. A dream of being proficient in social studies. And Al-Qaeda ruined that.
I will not make the same mistakes that you did.
If I can go back in time to the morning of September 11th, I'd stay in that social studies class. I'd tell the teacher, if we don't learn social studies, then the terrorists have won. I'm going to learn geography. I'm going to learn economics. You're goddamn right I'm learning history. Al-Qaeda, you might have ruined the Twin Towers, but you don't get to ruin the mind of a young boy. A young boy in social studies class that just wants to learn.
Because of you, I am afraid.
I just wanted to learn civics.
I learned my way, and it's not too long.
I just wanted to learn critical thinking.
I cannot cry. Because
I just wanted to learn real world understanding. Are you reading this off of a list? Yes, I'm reading it off of a list. I found it off Google. I don't even know what social studies is all about because I never learned. Thanks a lot, Osama bin Laden. Look what you've done to me. You've ruined my life. No cultural understanding. I don't know the difference between a samosa and a hot pocket because I've never been exposed to anything culturally except McDonald's and KFC. Any hope I had for being a productive member of society was thrown out the window on that morning of September 11th. But little John persevered. Little John said, fuck it, I'll learn social studies. I'll teach myself social studies. You might be fine with sitting back and watching the terrorists win, but I don't play that shit. God bless America.
Because of you, I never strayed too far from the sidewalk.
Well, you've done it. You finally lost your mind.
Because of you, I learned
this isn't the first time, and it won't be the last, Jessica. I don't know history, I don't know geography, I don't know immigration, I don't know anthropology, I don't understand global connections, science, technology, economics, civics, or culture. Thanks a lot, Osama bin Laden. But guess what? You can't stop American democracy. I'm still gonna go out and vote, goddammit. I'll be there at the ballot box in November if I wanna be. I'll be casting my vote. Casting my vote for Vladimir Putin.
Because of you.
Because I taught myself social studies. And I think I did a damn good job. Shout out Russia. Shout out Kelly Clarkson. You notice she's gotten fat recently? I've noticed it, Jessica. How about we just end the show? I don't think we're going to top that, are we? No, probably not. It's very, very unlikely. Yeah, how about you just play the music? Yeah, I'll play the music. Now, I don't know social studies, but in my opinion, this show's the pinnacle of human achievement. See you guys next Tuesday. Bye. I love when Google feeds me news stories that are right up my alley. I'm talking about stories that feel like they're handpicked from the algorithm just for me. This story from Business Insider, the headline says, I'm a millennial mom who's visited 57 countries with my kids thanks to many income streams, including a $4,000 a month blogging and extra cash from flipping homes. Well, I'm glad they went with a concise title.
Fuck yeah.
Glad they didn't make it too wordy or anything.
Right.
I got a lot in common with that bitch.
You'd be the next Tucker fucking Carlson or Rush Limbaugh, John. I think you could.
I have no kids. I sit on my ass here in America. I don't blog and I've never flipped a house. Way to go, Google. You fucked it up again.
I think you could.
One last headline that caught my eye this week. An article from PBS says the plastic industry knowingly pushed recycling myths for decades, a new report finds. They might do that to you, but I won't. I'll never tell you to recycle shit. I don't give a fuck. Throw it in the street for all I care. I probably don't live where you live anyway. Unless you live in North Carolina, I'm gonna be honest, I don't care how much you litter. At all. I don't even go to the ocean. You can throw the shit in there. Everybody always says the ocean's full of plastic. We gotta be worried about the ocean. Fuck the ocean. I don't go to the ocean. I'm not interested in the ocean. Fuck the ocean.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Oh, yeah. Nope.
Bring me my monocle. I want to look rich.
Why am I asking these questions?
You I know better. I've had it. Jason, you should be a man instead of whining. You come into my bedroom when I'm asleep. Wake me up for a piece of ass.
And as for Big Bird, you need to go back to Sesame Street, buddy.
ICanComplain.com is the home of this program. We're found everywhere that you find podcasts and even some places where you can't.
What does that mean?
Nobody knows, Jessica. Nobody knows. So then after I got scurvy the second time, that's when I fell into a medically induced coma.
Do you love me?
Do I love you? We just met a couple of minutes ago. For all I know, you might be a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I am a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I love you.